This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. There are portions of Birmingham with significant poverty, no question about it. But urban poverty is different than rural poverty. For a view of that, you could go to arguably the poorest place in Alabama, Wilcox County. It's where Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald traveled to recently, and he joins us now as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
So why'd you go to Wilcox County?
As we would say, the news peg, I guess, was when the governor mentioned in his State of the State address that Wilcox County is not just the poorest place in Alabama, but by some measures the poorest county in all of America. I mean, we've written about the Black Belt and reams of copy over the years, and we know it's the area with the highest poverty, the highest unemployment, the lowest jobs, some poorest schools, the highest cancer and obesity rates, highest birth to unwed mothers, all of these, every social, economic, educational ill we have in the state comes from that area. And so with the governor's comments, we just felt like we needed to go down and look again and see the people beyond the numbers.
So what'd you see there?
You know, all of those things that we talk about are there, but it's such an interesting and difficult dynamic to write stories like that, because anytime you go into a place like that, you see people who are really proud of their communities, who love the place they grew up, who can acknowledge that all of those numbers exist and all those ills are really there, but they insist that they don't tell the full story of a community. And so really it's people who love their community, who love their tradition, who are really trying to exist in a world where it's a little bit tough.
So how do you make sense of that dichotomy? Because, yes, educational attainment is very low. All those economic, social indicators are not good. But yet you have people who are very proud of their way of life.
And, you know, that's what's so hard. Somebody mentioned it to me yesterday, and I think it was a great analogy that people have difficulty getting out of abusive relationships, too, because it's what they know. It's the only thing they know. They fear that they can't exist in a world or a family outside of what they're in. And so they accept their life and make the best of it. And people are really good at making the best of their situations. And in some ways, I think that's it. I mean, clearly, I respect the traditions and the love, and I understand that. We have that here in Birmingham. We have that anywhere. But at the same time, something really we need to address it, as the governor said, in his own way.
Well, you write that you went in part to look for potential solutions, but I guess my question is, what does a solution look like? I mean, is it just about these social indicators, income, unemployment, and such? Because you do have this issue of way of life and proud people mixed up in that as well.
Well, that's certainly a start, and while we're talking about it, we can't underestimate how excited people down in Wilcox County are that they've just gotten a new plant, Golden Dragon, the copper tubing manufacturer, is opening with a few hundred jobs, which is huge in an area like that. Economic prosperity is a big part of it. But there's so many people who aren't going to be able to get those jobs because they have no job training, they have no education. They're going to be pulling people in from other counties to get them. That's just one part of the problem. The problem is so vast because, to affect one thing is not enough. You have to be able to affect all the others. And all these different elements and these problems, health, education, economics, work together to make it a problem. And the real big issue, the one that makes it hardest really for me to get my hands around, is the fact that, a lot of people do succeed in these areas, but when they succeed, they do it somewhere else. And so the brain drain is just tremendous, and the number of people in these communities are so small that you bang your head against the wall and say, how do we fix this, and do we fix this, or do we just, turn it all into a national park? But clearly, when you see people in G's Bend living on land that they now own, descendants of slaves living on land that they now own, and keeping their traditions of quilt making and folk art alive, I mean, it makes you think that not to abandon, but to it makes you think of the problems for sure.
Well, a slightly different question. You've reported from the Black Belt through the years, visited this area many times. Did you learn something from this trip that was somehow different than before?
I can't say that I learned anything different about the Black Belt. I have spent a good deal of time down there. I can say that I think in ways it has shown some improvement over the last decade or so. I mean, some of the most decrepit and dilapidated places are looking a little bit better, and I do think there's a little bit of a better feeling down there. There's still tremendous problems, but I would say there is incremental progress.
Well, for those of us around Birmingham, I guess the "what does it matter to me" question, you know, maybe I've never been to Wilcox County. Many rural folks are moving to cities anyway.
Well, a lot of reasons I would point to. I think, well, first and foremost, I think many people in the Birmingham area have roots in not just Wilcox County, but the entire Black Belt. It used to be the most vital region of the state, and a lot of people moved up here for industry. But I also believe that, you know, I mean, I'm one who believes that we're as strong as our weakest link in this state, and we have a responsibility to fellow Alabamians to make sure that we all have the most opportunity we can.
John Archbold is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday online anytime at al.com. John, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.